USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The White House issued new guidance to Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents Wednesday, instructing them to refrain from deporting immigrants who were the victims of a crime. In a statement, Acting ICE Director Ty Johnson said the move was made to encourage immigrants living illegally in the country to contact law enforcement to assist in criminal investigations. The policy change is part of a continuing policy from the Biden administration for the agency to prioritize who it arrests and deports. In February, agents were directed to focus efforts on arresting recent border crossers and those deemed threats to national security. And the FDA is close to approving a third dose of COVID vaccine for people who are immunocompromised. The agency said Wednesday that it was evaluating potential options on the issue along with the CDC. About 3% of Americans are immunocompromised and may have had lower immune responses after receiving the shot, leaving them still vulnerable to infection. The agency is expected to release its decision on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button. Watch the masterclass at EnergizedHealth.com. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40% off! Go now to EnergizedHealth.com, 888-444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com.
As the Taliban continue to make battlefield advances in Afghanistan, there is growing concern for the safety of the Americans at the U.S. Embassy in Kabul. John Clemens reports.
The terrorists now control or are threatening 11 provincial capitals in Afghanistan. It's been estimated the Taliban now control 65% of the war-torn country. So how long will it be before the U.S. Embassy in Kabul falls?
What we have been doing, as we do for every diplomatic post in a challenging security environment, is to evaluate threats daily and to determine what the staffing posture that is in the best interest for those serving at the embassy and how we might be able to continue to keep them safe.
That is State Department spokesman Ned Price. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, my Glendale's, my pillow, my slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles, you won't want to take them off, or my Glendale will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
New data from the CDC shows that the average pace of first doses of COVID vaccine being administered in the U.S. has nearly doubled from last month. The country was averaging more than 441,000 first doses a day on August 5th, up from about 226,000 on July 5th. Emergency room physician Dr. Anand Swaminathan tells CBS News that the reasons for the increase are more than just the spread of the Delta variant.
I think there are a couple of things going on here that are important. I think one is that people are really scared, as this is really touching their personal lives, seeing friends and colleagues that are getting sick. They are being pushed to make sure they get vaccinated. And that's not the way that we want things to happen. We really want people to learn from others' experiences and push that rate higher. But I'm glad that we're seeing increased vaccinations. I feel like we could have seen this a lot earlier if all of that disinformation wasn't out there. And we're having to combat that disinformation every day. We're getting better at it. And I think that's helping to push rates higher as we're really getting in touch with people a little bit closer to home and really helping them to understand why it's so important to get vaccinated right now.
And Tropical Storm Fred has made landfall in the Dominican Republic and is expected to take aim at Florida by the end of the week. The storm brought heavy rains and strong winds to the island as it made landfall and weakened back into a tropical depression. Forecasters expect it to re-strengthen slowly into a tropical storm once it moves back over water Thursday evening. Current tracks show the storm bringing several inches of rain and high winds to south and western Florida on Friday. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.